Today on Your County Then, I have in the studio with me Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello.
We have a very big to-do list today. We have lots of things to talk about, but the first of which is to do with a colossal sum of money that is going to something that's very, very important in many people's lives. £15.1 million is a huge number. Councillor Don McKenzie, what's happening with this money and where's it going to be used?
Yes, this was very good news we received earlier this year that North Yorkshire County Council, through its wholly owned company, Ninet, had applied for funding from the Department of Digital, Culture and Media and Sports Local Full Fibre Challenge Fund, worth around £75 million altogether nationwide. We applied for an award totalling £15.1 million. I'm delighted to say we have been successful. So North Yorkshire County Council and Ninet has achieved roughly 20% of DCMS's Full Fibre Challenge Fund. And we're going to use this to create improved full fibre networks within the county using the public sector buildings that exist in the county. Some 400 public sector buildings altogether existing in the county, owned both by North Yorkshire County Council, by Harrogate Borough Council, for example, and the other borough and other districts, health services and some blue light services. All of these organisations backed the North Yorkshire County Council bid. And, of course, that sort of unanimity of purpose was very important in leading to our success. And we're going to be using the public sector buildings that we have in North Yorkshire as bases for expanding local full fibre networks within areas of roughly 200 metres distance from those buildings to connect up to 167,000 premises, mainly domestic, but there amongst those at least 5,000 businesses, to receive full fibre reception. And of course, full fibre networks are the very best sort of networks for receiving broadband and other digital services.
So what will that mean for the average person then? And why is it important, do you think, for us to have the best of the best when it comes to the internet, I suppose?
Yes. The leader of North Yorkshire County Council has given me the access brief. And that includes things like public transport. It includes things like highways and countryside access, public rights of way. But, of course, very important for residents and becoming increasingly important is the cyber highway, if you like. That is access to digital services. And this is not just for people to surf the net, but it is vital for businesses. It's vital for people to receive other services, to book holidays and travel. It's vital for the health services because of telemedicine and telecare. And it is also increasingly vital for our young people to learn. Good broadband and fibre connections are vital. So this is very good news. We are a very large rural county, and everything to do with getting people connected up tends to be very expensive in counties like ours. Through our sister company, Superfast North Yorkshire, which is another organisation owned by North Yorkshire County Council, we've already connected up something like 90% of all premises, both business and domestic, in the county. We've just awarded a £20.5 million contract for phase three of the Superfast North Yorkshire broadband rollout scheme. But of course, mainly in the past, that has been using the green cabinets you see at the side of the road and in connecting households by means of copper wires to those cabinets. Full fibre networks, of course, deliver fibre right to the home. So there's no copper in that connectivity. And that, of course, is particularly important if you're wanting to have wide bandwidths and very rapid download speeds.
So £15.1 million then is a lot of money to implement and to spend, in essence. How long do you think this is going to take, and when do you think it's going to be finished?
We expect to start the procurement to bring in companies that wish to help us to deliver these full fibre schemes in the next few weeks. and we are very confident that this will be up and delivered by 2020.
Fantastic. Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much.